Welcome to CBT News with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick, CBT News. Thanks so much for joining us today. Today, we've got Mr. Brian Finkelmeyer, Senior Director of New Car Solutions at Cox Automotive. I want to get your take on what's going on out there, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jim, always a pleasure to be on CBT. Yeah, there's a lot going on right now, to say the least. I think that this is a remarkable moment in time for dealers across the country, as we've never seen a situation like this before where we're running out of cars, but profits are absolutely through the roof.
Yeah, it really is. And we got talking just before we started recording today, and dealers, to your point, they're having a great year, you know, in terms of their bottom line, but they look outside their window and they see no inventory. Even with these huge profits that they've got stored up, should that be a real concern of theirs?
Well, I think certainly the news here recently has been a little bit concerning, as we're seeing, General Motors and Ford and even Toyota, which has fared pretty well through this microchip pandemic. They've had they've announced 40% reduction in global production production over the next couple of weeks. So I think that that news is probably spooking dealers a bit, to say, I got to be very careful. I'm not going to let anything go, you know, below sticker, that's for sure. So it's sort of this double-edged sword. I think on the other side of it, though, Jim, you know, it's just remarkable to think that in 2019, the average dealer netted $1.4 million. In 2020, it improved to $2.1 million. And so far this year, through the first 6 months of this year, based on the NADA statement, the average dealer has netted just about $2 million. So in the first 6 months of this year, they've netted almost as much as they made all of last year. It's just unbelievable.
It really is. There's no question about it. And so what do you think, you know, with all that's going on out there, do you think that we could possibly see a reduction in incentives from the OEMs and the dealers, and that maybe the OEMs have learned something from all of this to say, let's run on a 45-day supply of vehicles when all the dust settles, and dealers don't need a 5-month supply of cars? Is that, are we just in never dreamland to think that's possible?
Well, I think that a lot of CEOs for certainly the car companies, as well as many of these public auto groups, are saying exactly what you're saying, is that, you know, if we could, you know, improve, certainly we're running right now about a 30-day supply, which we've never seen before in the new car business. But I don't think the days of 60, 70, 80-day supply is anywhere in the near term. That's for sure. Yeah. Right. I think that Jim Farley from Ford just a couple of weeks ago said their goal is to run around a 50, 55 day supply. And to your earlier point, Jim, that the car companies, I calculated, are saving on average about $2,500 to $2,700 a car in reduced incentive costs this year because of this whole situation. So the car manufacturers' margins have gone way through the roof. And as we as I already said, the dealer profitability is as good as it's ever been.
That's right. That's right. So what do you think that the demand far exceeds inventory supply right now? But how do you see dealers adapting once things even out?
Well, that's a good question as to when that happens, right? Because right now, I think I was reading, Jim, that the initial forecast was they thought in Q2 of 2021, this microchip shortage would improve. And we've blown past that. Here we are in Q3. Things aren't getting better. Things are maybe in some circumstances actually getting worse. I think from what I've read, they believe that this quarter will be hopefully kind of the trough of this microchip shortage. And so, you know, what I've been reading is that in the early part of 2022, things should hopefully begin to start getting a little bit better. But I think most of us in the car business have to assume that this existing normal is going to be around for at least another 6 to 9 months.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm hearing as well from the analysts that are out there and from the people that I'm speaking with. With the current move towards virtual inventory management, what are the best ways to handle inventory shifts even before the vehicles land on the dealer's lot? What are the key metrics to pay attention to?
So I think this has been one of the interesting, perhaps undertold stories of this entire scenario, is so much of what transpired after COVID was all about digital retailing and dealers across America, as many solutions and OEMs and everybody was a race to get to this Amazon buying experience.
Sure.
But I think one of the things that's happened is as you said earlier, Jim, you know, we used to live on a 60-day supply of cars. And today what's happened is we've adjusted. We're still at a 60-day supply, but it's a different than what we're used to, which is we've got 30 days on the ground. We've got 30 days of incoming. And yeah. So what we're seeing is that in some cases, you know, 45 to 50% of vehicles today that hit the lot sell within the first week of being there. I spoke with a dealer a week or so ago that said about a third of his incoming pipeline is already pre-sold before before those cars even arrive on his lot. So I don't think that's good news for him, right? Oh yeah. I mean, and when you're operating in a turn and earn environment where dealers who turn the fastest are going to get the biggest share of that available production, you can't turn them any faster than selling them before they arrive.
That's right. That's right. And it seems as though the notion that customers and car buyers out there won't order cars, you know, that was the whole idea behind having such massive inventories. We got something that you want, you'll drive it home today. Yeah. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, they actually are willing to order a car and wait for it for a few weeks or a month. Or I've got a good friend of mine that's been waiting 7 weeks now for the truck that he's ordered. And he's okay with that. He said, it's the lease that I've got, they've extended it a couple of months. I'm fine with it. It's a three-year-old car. It's great. And I'm going to get just what I want rather than going into a dealership and saying, well, there's a few things I don't really need, but it's on the car and I can drive it home. You know, he said, now I'm getting the exact vehicle that I want, and I'm happy about that. And that seems to be now in fashion, to be able to go out and order the car that you want and have it, you know, sent to the dealer.
Yeah. So I think that the United States, Jim, is one of the only markets in the country that had this massive, you know, we were sitting on at one point 4.1 million cars sitting on the ground. Today it's not even about a million.
Yeah.
But we had all this massive inventory, but in other regions across the globe, there's really more of that build to order scenario that you're talking about. Now, sure. Do I think that we're going to move to that? I don't, but clearly in a time place like we're in right now, where American consumers are swimming in cash. When you look at the amount of money people have in their savings accounts, it's one of the most incredible stats of this pandemic was Americans had about $300 billion collectively in savings before the pandemic. And now the Federal Reserve is saying it's up over $3.5 trillion.
Wow.
So American consumers have so much dry powder to go out and buy new cars that they're willing to say, hey, I really want this new Silverado or whatever it might be. And I'm willing to wait a few weeks to get it because let's face it, many of these lots are empty. You know, Asbury, I just thought this was incredible. They reported in their quarterly results that they have dealerships at a 5-day supply of inventory.
Yeah, that's incredible. And does that, you know, we don't haven't touched on used cars, but the used cars are still in such high demand. The dealers that I'm talking to, many report that they're buying, you know, three-year-old vehicles for MSRP, what the car sold for 3 years ago. And they're wondering, where am I going to go with this vehicle? And then they still make $3,000 on it, you know, on the retail side. And it's just incredible. I mean, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So clearly the new car situation has had a direct impact on the used car valuations. The shortage of new car inventory has clearly driven the used car market as well. I think that Cox Automotive has seen a bit of a softening though on some of these used car values that we're seeing going through Manheim, that it is coming down a little bit. But I would just say that there are great deals to be had in the used car market. I don't know that anyone's quite saying that just yet. But to your point, Jim, the average gross right now in a used vehicle in the United States is about $3,500. So, you know, for all the difficulties and challenges, I think dealers are looking at their financial statement saying, this isn't the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
That's exactly right. How do we plan one of these things every 5 years, right? And without the terrible disease, of course, but it really is. It's definitely not 2008, 2009 Great Recession, which is, you know, a time that hurt a lot of dealers, put a lot of dealers out of business for that matter. But it is very unique. I mean, these are crazy times when you know, the numbers that you just shared with us, the 1.4 to 2.1 to 2.2, you know, year to date is just, you got to scratch your head and say, what? This is nuts, right? And then you've got this virus with the Delta variant, you know, coming up again. And, you know, I think it's an average of 1,300 people a day are passing away with this terrible disease. And yet it doesn't seem to have the same effect. Things are still rolling along. you know?
You know, Jim, I remember the week of March, right around the 15th of March, 2020, a couple of dealers actually calling me that were legitimately concerned. One guy is in New York, and as we all recall, it wasn't that long ago that New York was the epicenter the entire situation. And this poor dealer was concerned about keeping the lights on and paying his employees and how are we going to stay afloat. And, you know, a year later, he's out on a yacht cruising around the Mediterranean.
After he just bought a couple of other stores. You see a lot of that. You know, the M&A activity has been at an all-time high, has broken all records. And not just the number of transactions, but the amounts they're paying. So dealers are certainly feeling the benefit of those huge profits that they're getting right now and outspending. But so this is all, what does it all mean for the balance of 2021? And what's your prediction for 2022? I know it's very early, but.
Yeah, well, I think the second half probably looks a lot like the first half. Although, you know, we saw here in August, Jim, was one of the first really pronounced moments where that SAR really dropped. The SAR this past month was only 13.1 million, which is a low watermark. I think earlier this year, we were up close to 18 million in the spring, which is just crazy. So I think clearly we've kind of hit this moment where the shortage of inventory is having a direct impact on sales. But nonetheless, I think that the industry keeps churning out about a million new cars a month at very high margins, as we've said. And so I think that that likely is to continue. And then hopefully as we get into the new year, I think there's going to be a lot of interesting dynamics at play, one of which is just so many of these car companies have made big bets on electric vehicles. And I think that that's going to be one of the big things that'll be interesting to watch in the upcoming year is does adoption of EVs take place broadly outside of Tesla? I think, Tesla represents 85-90% of all the EVs sold in the United States. Can these car companies that have invested billions of dollars begin to really make hay? And I think, you know, Ford with their new Lightning F-150 truck will be one of the first case studies to see what the adoption looks like on a full-size truck that's 100% electric. So it's going to be interesting to see. But I would say, you know, Jim, I think one of the fun parts of this business is dealers, and what I always enjoy is whatever the headwind is or the tailwind is, it always seems like the American dealer makes the best of the hand that they're dealt, and it's going to be fun to watch how it all plays out.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Brian Finkelmeyer, Senior Director of New Car Solutions at Cox Automotive. Thank you so much for joining me once again here on CBT News. I know our subscribers get a lot out of your visits here, so thanks so much.
Great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Great.
Thanks for watching CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.